Welcome back to Access 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Today we're going all the way to Colorado. About an hour outside Denver, there's a young actress. Her name is Brianna Campbell. Her Instagram handle is, it's Bree Bree Bree. It looks like Bri, B-R-Y, but I'm sure she means it's Bree Bree Bree. Anyway, I don't know much about her, except she has a little bit of film experience, a little bit of theater experience, but I think it's all right there in the town that she lives in. She could play 14 to 17 years old, brown hair, blue eyes. Why don't we just give her a call in Colorado and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Brianna, it's Johnny Keith from Access 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So the Instagram, it's Bree Bree Bree, right?
Yeah.
I guess all the other ones were taken.
Yeah, they were.
So you live about an hour outside Denver, Colorado, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of a bigger town that you can go there and get acting work. Have you actually worked anywhere inside Denver, or did you just do it all right there where you're living now?
Where I'm living now. I'm still pretty new to film.
Right. So it was so funny. I was looking at everything. You look at your credits, you see everything's junior. Hey, I did Into the Woods, Mary Poppins, Aladdin, Junior, Madagascar, Junior, and
yeah.
Then Frozen, Junior. But Frozen, it didn't take off. It's kind of frozen right now, isn't it?
It unfortunately got canceled because of COVID-19. It got postponed until fall, but then it got canceled because we're doing stuff online with school, a way to make it work because Disney, you can't do things virtually.
Right. Did you actually go do the rehearsals and everything?
We had three rehearsals and then it got postponed.
Good thing it wasn't like 3 months in, you're ready to go on stage. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
3 months of my life. So it looks like you've done quite a bit of stuff. Would you still consider yourself a newbie?
Yeah, definitely.
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
What was it that made you want to get in acting in the first place?
So my mom put me in acting because we had these Christmas programs at my school and I loved the attention and I loved being on stage. So we had a local theater near us and there was an audition coming up for The Wizard of Oz. And she was like, hey, you want to do it? And I'm like, heck yes. And I auditioned and I've been stuck with it ever since.
That's great. Because I'm looking at your resume and it looks like you have a couple of films in there. A lot of it's theater, but at least it's not a blank resume. It looks like you've gotten your acting chops wet. And not only, I bet you've done more than just the acting part. Have you done some of the behind the scenes since you're in theater?
Yes, I have. I've been kind of like a backstage manager where I've been helping with getting people dressed, moving props on stage, or helping people with basically anything. I've also done props for the show and helped out with costumes. So I've tried to done everything behind the scenes to help out. And that also helps with getting some of the roles because you want to show you're committed.
That's pretty good. That's a lot of work, that theater stuff. That's like real acting, right?
Yeah, it definitely is.
That's great. Have you ever had to do the understudy part too?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. You got to play the parts as well though.
Yeah, I was the big bad wolf.
It also says you won some awards here. What'd you win the awards for?
So for yearbook at my school, I won for best actress at my local theater in my town. I won for best cameo, best trio, and then I also won 4 times for the best ensemble.
Wow. So how old are you right now?
I'm 14.
Oh, so you're a teenager for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
No more of that tween stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm turning 15 very soon, so getting up there.
So where do you see yourself when you are 18, 20 years old?
I really want to go to college and major in musical theater, and then or just theater or film. And then I also really want to be a nurse practitioner, so I want to do theater and be a nurse at the same time, and I want to live in L.A., so hopefully I'm able to juggle both.
That's awesome. Let's say a casting person's listening to you. They know that you did some local theater. They know that you've already into it and you're passionate about it and you have some experience. How would you pitch yourself to them to hire you as an actress?
Hi, well, I've been acting since I was 7 in community theater and at school, and I've been training in a variety of different programs since I was 9. I've played many different genres of roles, from a cheerleader to a dead teenager to a penguin, but I haven't let quarantine stop me from sharpening my acting skills, and I'm still training 7 days a week with acting industry professionals.
It's pretty good. I was like, what, 30 seconds? 45 seconds? So is your goal to be on Broadway?
I really want to get in film, mainly because acting is something I want more than the singing and the dancing, and I really love being able to be on camera and to have it be held forever and kept and be able to rewatch it. With Broadway, you can't really do that, so I love being able to keep those memories with that and be on set.
Wow, that's pretty good. At 14, that's great that you know, because a lot of people, oh, I'm a triple threat, I can do this, I'll do that. You have those acting skills, acting chops, in case you had an acting role with that character, had to do theater inside you know, you'd be all over it because you're already trained for it. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Also, I noticed when clips are sent to me, when you start getting into film, your theater background's going to come to play, because I can always tell if someone has a lot of theater experience. They have the presence and it's real, instead of, okay, they're just walking around talking. There is a difference. So it's great that you have that foundation.
Thank you. I've done 30 productions. So I'm trying to go to the next step in film.
Okay. I might have to go back and erase the newbie alert then. That's a lot. Okay. But newbie towards film. So when you hear the alert, it's only for the film, not the theater. You're definitely seasoned there. Okay. So this would be a good time for you to do your back bend.
Yes.
I'm kidding. So you're limber. Do you do gymnastics?
I don't, actually. A back bend and a cartwheel and a round off is all I can do.
But you have some stage combat experience, because I see kick, slap, hair pull. That's not easy to do. That actually is a skill.
Yeah, it definitely is. I learned that in drama class, which was a training program we did at school, and we focused on that a lot. And so that's something I love to do. It was actually funny, because one time in a show, I was supposed to do a stage slap. That did not go very well. I actually slapped the person because they were not prepared.
So it was their fault, right? Not yours.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, I get it. No, I understand. It's very dangerous. So that's pretty good. What is your plan? Are you planning on working the Denver angle, trying to go get local stuff there through backstage? Or what's your plan to get into the business to start getting more film work?
Yeah, so I definitely have been using backstage, and I've luckily been able to get reached out by casting directors from that. And so there's a bunch of work in progress through backstage, which is awesome. So I'm sticking to that because I really love the format with backstage.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So the pictures that you have on there, so who took those pictures? Was it something you had a friend do, or did you have them done by a photographer?
Yes, my sister's friend did them, and she's been practicing photography. She wanted practice with headshots, and I needed headshots, and it worked out perfectly.
And which one's your favorite? Because my favorite's probably not going to be your favorite. My favorite is the one where you actually are showing your braces.
That is my favorite. You know how scared I was? Because I've heard that when you have braces, you cannot book any roles. And I was like, well, I have to be very honest. And I love the smiling one. Everybody said they like the serious one better, but I like the smiling one. So I'm glad you did too.
That's great. Okay, so we agree. Because I noticed you're not smiling any other ones. I'm going, because the braces didn't come up till later. I go, I bet you she had, bam, braces.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty great that you embraced it.
Thank you.
So where would be the best place online for people to find more information about you?
So you can find me on Instagram. My handle is itsbrybrybry. Or you can find me on backstage.com if you search Brianna Campbell.
We're going to put that link inside the description area. So is there anything you want to say wrapping up here?
I want to say thank you so much for this opportunity. This was so much fun. I really appreciate it. And also for newbie actors or people who are scared to just get in this business, I say go for it. Don't let anyone stop you. And I say including yourself. So if you're passionate about this, start now. Don't wait. Do the research, get the training, and put yourself out there. Yeah, I was really scared to do it, but there's been great outcomes, and I'm really appreciative for the people that pushed me.
Thank you so much for being on my podcast. I really appreciate you taking time out of your Saturday. I don't like my audience. You're on your way. You got the foundations done. So if something happens to you and you fall, you're not going to fall far because you've already done the work. You have nowhere to go but up, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, have it going. Bye-bye. Time for the lesson. Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. When it comes to things that you don't know, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you're want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course. that's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottom. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion, and you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom, that's the lesson. Go and learn it. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode, bye-bye.